This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. A new study published this week by Hawaii Pacific University confirms that the majority of marine debris that can be found across the Hawaiian Islands on the windward shores is from outside polluters. This morning, we talked with HPU's researcher Kyla Brignac and Jennifer Lynch, who are at Woods Hole, Massachusetts. They're presenting the results of the study and talking about the challenges of standardized measurements in their marine research. Lynch leads us off. She's a co-director of the Center for Marine Debris Research and with the National Institute of Measurement and Technology.
The most significant finding, I would say there are three. First, that Hawaii has a very high concentration of marine debris compared to other places. Second, that our windward coasts are much more polluted with plastic than our leeward coasts. And the third point is that the chemical instrumentation that we use to determine the types of polymers found in those different locations throughout the island really helped us understand how plastic is being transported and stratifying in the marine environment. So the field of plastic pollution has really turned its attention towards these chemical methodologies to be able to identify the polymers, because not all plastic is the same. Plastic can come in a variety of different polymer chemicals. And so it's important to understand where those different polymers end up in the environment. They're going to move around the ocean very differently. For instance, polyethylene terephthalate, which is your recycle code number one on the bottom, commonly found making up soda bottles and disposable drinking water bottles. Those, once they lose the air that's inside the bottle, they'll sink to the bottom of the ocean, which means they'll stay closer to their source of littering. In contrast, polyethylene or polypropylene will float on the surface of the ocean. And so what we see washing ashore on our windward coast comes from very far away, and it's floating polymers, things like polyethylene and polypropylene. Whereas on our leeward shores, we're seeing things that are being littered by beachgoers, and many of those things would actually sink once they get into the ocean.
Here on Oahu, I've seen the incredible microplastic found on the shores that, you know, you didn't see maybe 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and it's just now chock full of this tiny stuff.
It's really an indicator of what human society on this planet has done to the global planet. We found debris with many different languages printed on them. I know we saw a Philippines bottle cap. Korean. Kayla can speak a little bit more to some of the details, since she cataloged nearly 5,000 pieces of plastic for that study.
I mean, granted, it's really difficult to source this marine debris, especially on our windward coast, just because it has been exposed to environmental conditions for much longer. So a lot of the times it does lose markings on it that would typically be able to help determine where it potentially came from. But there were some, especially aquaculture items, you know, buoys and things that had different kind of characters on them from Korea, Japan. You know, the Hawaiian Islands are sitting right in between two of the biggest plastic producers on the planet. And so it's no surprise that we're picking up that trash from both of those regions. It's unfortunate that we have not been able to study the South Pacific as much as we've been able to study the North Pacific, and I know that that's something that's definitely on people's agenda. Henderson Island, which is in the South Pacific, has been studied and was previously the record holder for the highest amount of debris until recently, when we and our team discovered that actually the Hawaiian Islands receives much higher debris loads than Henderson Island does.
And talk about the method in which you folks, you know, analyzed all this debris.
Yeah, so we covered, 11 beaches. One of them was Kamilo on Big Island. We had Kihei, Waihu, and Kaehu on Maui. We had a site on Lanai, a site on Molokai, and four sites on Oahu, one in Waimanalo, Waikiki, Waianae, and Kuhuku, James Campbell Wildlife Refuge. And then we had another sampling site at Kitchen Beach on Kauai.
Was there any one of these areas that, stood out in any way?
Oh, yes. Kuhuku and Kamilo by far have the largest amounts of debris. Kahuku. I don't know if you've ever been up there.
Yes, I've actually been out there when they've collected marine debris on one of those cleanups. It is astounding.
It's amazing, isn't it? I remember when Jen and I were up there. She took me up there for the first time, and it was kind of an eerie day. It was overcast and a little bit rainy, and after we were done collecting our samples for the day, we just kind of stood on the shoreline for a minute and just watched all of the debris rolling in with each wave, and it's literally like you're watching a shipwreck. It's incredible. It's so sad, and I still remember that. That was 2 years ago. So
yeah.
That from what I've personally witnessed, that was by far the worst beach that I've ever seen. I haven't had a chance to go out to Camilo on Big Island, but we have an amazing collaborator out there, Megan Lampson from Hawaii Wildlife Fund, that documents that beach regularly. And they had a 40-ton bundle of fishing nets wash up at Camilo. And Camilo sits at the southernmost point, right, which is right next to the equatorial current. And so that current transports a lot of debris onto that beach.
I think it was the nets that I was just struck by, because they were just massive.
It's tragic. Overall, between all 11 beaches, we collected 4,671 items, spent a lot of time in the laboratory just categorizing them. So we laid each piece individually out on white paper, took photos, documented the type of plastic that it was, whether it was a fragment, a piece of line, a foam, a nurdle.
What's a nurdle?
A nurdle are pre-production pellets. They're essentially raw polymers that companies, you know, the oil companies produce and send out to manufacturers that can then be molded into the plastic products that we as consumers use.
So there was lots of that in the water.
Yes, we do. We do find quite a bit of those, especially in Kailua. For some reason, there's a lot in Kailua and Kahuku as well. So that's important to document, right? And then we also documented the color. We took dimensions of each piece, photos of each piece, mass of each piece. I generated a weathering code, which was really just a visual observation to see how much weathering the piece of plastic had undergone. So it was really just kind of used as an indicator to see how long the piece had been exposed to environmental conditions, right? So as Jen was saying earlier, when these pieces on windward beaches are floating in, they're much more weathered and fragmented and kind of brittle, as opposed to pieces that we see on leeward beaches that really haven't been weathered at all because they've just been recently discarded on the beach. And then to identify the polymer type, right, because as Jen mentioned, plastics is really, I always tell people plastics are kind of just a monolithic term to describe tens of thousands of different chemicals. There's a lot of chemicals that go into plastic manufacturing, and it's really important to understand that. And so we use an instrument called Fourier Transform Infrared Spectroscopy, or method, and that was able to help us determine the polymer type of these samples.
And Jennifer, can you talk about why this research is so important and what this will help us to do to help maybe try and curb this problem?
Hawaii appears, based on three of our recent studies, to be one of Earth's most plastic polluted places, unfortunately. And it's important for us in Hawaii to be documenting the concentrations of plastic in our marine environment so that we can better understand how much is out there, what kinds of plastic they are, and we can understand the impacts that these plastics are having on our marine ecosystem, on our economy, on the mindset of residents and tourists alike. And so that's why we established the Center for Marine Debris Research. This is a major environmental problem. It really shows the widespread effect that humans can have on the planet when plastics are washing ashore on pristine, beautiful beaches of Hawaii. And we feel like the research will help draw awareness to the problem, and it will, more importantly, help inform policymakers on what they might be able to do to curb this problem. Our goal at the Center for Marine Debris Research, our vision, is one day a trash-free ocean. And I know that that may be an unattainable goal, but my goal within my career is I would like to see the plastic pollution in the state of Hawaii decline, the concentration of plastics decline. And we're never going to know if we are seeing a decline or the expected increase unless we start measuring how much is out there right now. We need that baseline concentration. And really, that's where we're at right now, is just understanding what is the concentration of plastic on our beaches, in our water, in our seafood, in the animals that we care about, so that when policy, when human society does change to improve the environment, we can show that success story, hopefully, and show that the concentrations are declining.
That solution might be a ways off because a lot of that control is beyond our shores.
That is very true. I think we do need to be looking beyond our shores, and I remain optimistic and hopeful that we can, as a human society of this global planet, work together to help solve this problem. I know that it's going to take international organizations. It's going to take our federal government working with other nation governments to try to help improve waste streams, the infrastructure that are in other countries. But I think research like what we published this week in Kayla's study shows that the United States should put effort into international efforts to curb other countries' waste because it is impacting us.
That was HPU's Jennifer Lynch and Kayla Brignac talking about the source of marine debris washing up on the shores of our Hawaiian Islands.